self-portrait with an ice pick. Imagine the impact, wrecking ball, welcome injury, or collision, like some secret screamed in a late-night taxi. And while it was happening, bile rising and the blind urge of its happening, the ice pick striking the white wall of the freezer, the neon sign glowing through the window like a red undertow, a sliver of the street corner where Essex looked like Sex Street, and a low winter sun vignetted the room, the wedding band left on the nightstand, because betrayal was a tender industry then, siempre its one urgent slogan. There was the mind's syncopation, fractured, freezer burnt, mesmerized by the shards of ice that ricocheted across the floor, cuts covering the knuckles, and a hole finally carved out, big enough for the bottle of vodka where Van Gogh's wheat fields trembled. What the body wanted was its penance, scar, reminder that I could love anyone, gnash my teeth on their shoulder, then forget them in the subway car, the stale air and grime of it, metal bar still warm from a stranger's hand, and the shock, almost erotic, of being jostled by so many limbs. Follow it back to that bar where the drinks had lovely Storyville names. Chloe, Justine, Simone, names like a girl on a swing with her hair blown back. Espresso, nutmeg, Chambord, grenadine, flower petals ground down to powder, names I stumbled through that year when my one job in the world was to smile in a way that meant say something interesting and I might stay for 5 minutes. I remember Alex, the Bellini-eyed waiter, lighting a match, flicking his wrist like a gambler, drawing fate closer. I remember walking home past empty fruit crates and the truncated frames of bikes still locked to street signs, helicopters circling the East River like a repeated phrase. There was no all bad, just sunlight breaking the bones behind my eyes. What the body wanted was a blank room, its own pain, untranslated, self-contained. If I can see myself there, it's my eye in the window pane, hazel speck reflected back against a daze of sirens.